Coming up next, we are going to have Bird Note, and that is followed by Borough Business. Once again, that's a conversation with borough officials. And if you would like to ask questions or make comments, give us a call at 907-772-3808, and we'll get you on the air.
Support for KFSK comes from The Wheelhouse, a full-service bike shop. Rental bikes available by the hour, day, or month. More information at 772-BIKE. That's 772-2453.
This is Bird Note. Today kicks off Coral Reef Awareness Week. Coral reefs are hot spots of biodiversity, but they're threatened by warming ocean temperatures, pollution, and overfishing. One thing to be aware of this week is how these underwater ecosystems are linked to birds in the sky above them. Heat waves at sea can cause large amounts of coral to die off. Water that's too warm causes corals to reject the beneficial algae that live within them and lose their color. The result is called coral bleaching. Although bleached corals don't die right away, they're at higher risk. That's where birds come in. Bleached corals need nutrients to recover and reproduce. And seabirds that nest on nearby land, like these sooty terns, are a great source of nutrients. Well, their poop is anyway. The seabirds eat small fish, and their guano often lands in the waters above the coral reef. Enriched with nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus, coral reefs get a boost from the fertilized waters and can recover faster from bleaching compared to reefs without a thriving local bird population. The natural world is full of surprising connections that show us the importance of every link in the ecosystem. And birds are some of the most important connectors there are, from neighborhood parks to coral reefs. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Springtime in the country, each time I'm shocked by the light, the world lying fallow, and you are apart from me. Everything in my vision is movement and life, riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower and barley. Springtime in the country, I can smell summer on its breath. Low and narrow are the fields in the heart of me. Everything in my vision, departure and death. Riverboat, wheelbarrow, wildflower and barley. It's here.
Well, good afternoon. It is about 35 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. This is Hannah Floor, and you are listening to KFSK Petersburg. It is time for Borough Business. And I am joined here in Studio One at KFSK by Jody Tao, Borough Finance Director. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
And by Carl Hagerman, Petersburg Utility Director.
Hello.
Hello. And we have two non-assembly members here today because the borough is voting on whether to put two propositions on the ballot in October. And I wanted to talk about those propositions and really sort of pull them apart a little bit so I and everyone else can understand them a little bit better. Jody, can we start off just by talking about bonds? My understanding is that a bond is a chunk of money that's given to a project that's then paid back by residents over a long period of time.
So that's correct. So if you or I were to build a capital project, a new roof or something, we would probably go to the bank and get a loan from the bank. But municipalities issue general obligation bonds to finance government improvements that benefit the community as a whole. So general obligation means that bonds are secured by the full faith and credit of the borough, which means that we can get a better interest rate than if we were to issue loans.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then what is there a specific, so the benefit is that you get a better interest rate. Are there other benefits? Are there drawbacks?
It's a long process for sure. It makes it easier for us because we use the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. It's a state entity that a lot of smaller municipalities use. And so twice a year, they probably issue bonds. They take all of the municipality's requests and put them together in a larger chunk of money for, you know, greater economies of scale to save us money as far as, attorney fees and underwriter costs and things like that.
Okay. And how does it affect the taxpayers? Like, which taxpayers are paying this money back?
So in Alaska, most communities pay the debt service on general obligation bonds with property taxes, and that's what we're doing. That's what we always do.
Okay.
And so we have a few general obligation bonds that we're paying on right now. If people were to look at the back of their property tax statement, there is a list of bonds that we're paying on right now and what their maturity date is. There's the Aquatic Center we're still paying on. And they mature in 2025 and 26. We have a school deferred maintenance bond, which was a 20-year-old bond. That's our last payment is in September, which is pretty exciting because this will kind of just take the place of that one.
Okay, so the borough residents of the borough have been paying on this school deferred maintenance bond for 20 years. So mm-hmm. if this next one gets voted in by the voters in October, mm-hmm. they won't necessarily see an increase in what they're paying. It'll just continue on because they've been paying on one, they'll be paying on a new one.
Probably not. I mean, the property tax rate could go up for other things.
Right.
So I don't want to say your taxes are going to go down.
Right. But there wouldn't be an increase because of that particular...
Probably not, no.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And another significant difference is that these bonds that we're paying on right now were voted on by the borough voters or the city voters before we became a borough. So when we became a borough in 2013, those bonds, that obligation just rolled over to Service Area 1. So only the people in Service Area 1 are currently paying all those GO bond payments each year on mm-hmm. their property taxes. People outside Service Area 1 are not. But how this is different is this bond for the school will be borough-wide, area-wide.
Okay. And that's because everyone in the borough pays the tax for the mill rate for education.
Yeah. The state mandates that we establish, maintain, and operate a public school system area-wide.
Okay. All right. So then because everyone in the borough is going to be paying that property tax, everyone in the borough is also going to be voting on that proposition?
That's correct.
Okay, cool.
That's correct. And it says in the proposition that it's estimated to be about $62 for every $100,000 of assessed value. So you'd be paying $62 of taxes for every $100,000 of assessment that your property is worth.
Okay, that's good to know. And then just to clarify something. I was surprised when I found out that it's just paid through property taxes. And you made the excellent point that, you know, that makes it seem like just homeowners are paying these bonds back, but it's also affecting other residents in the community because of, you know, it's being put through, tacked onto rent and that
right,
sort of thing.
Right, exactly. Your landlord has a bigger tax bill. They're going to pass it on to the renters. You know, the businesses pay more in property tax. They're going to raise their rates. So everyone in the long run is paying for it.
The theory is that everybody is. Okay. And what happens if a bond proposition doesn't pass? Is there any other way to fund a program? Or does that just mean that that particular capital project doesn't get the funding?
That's a good question. We could hope for a grant, although the school roof project is already going to be funded 65% with a state grant. We could just save to pay for it, but we might not be able to save in time before they need their roof replaced.
Right, and saving $3.5 million seems like it would take quite a while.
Yes.
So getting into the specifics of this school improvement bond that's on the ballot, it's for $3.5 million. Mm-hmm. And part of that is one-third of the cost of a new roof for the middle and high school. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of that is in the state capital budget and going to get paid for by the state. And then it's also for the cost of increasing the security for the school doors. Mm-hmm. It changed last assembly meeting. They took out $1 million that was going to be for office restructuring.
Well, actually, they lowered it $1 million because when we first proposed the ordinance and gave it to the clerk to put it on the assembly in the assembly packet, the governor hadn't signed the budget yet. And then he signed the budget after the packet was already out to the public. And so that's why assembly to lower it.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Yep. Okay. So we already talked about this being slightly different. Is this the only proposition for bonding that would be going out to the entire borough and paid back by the entire borough? It's only for education bonds, nothing else. Is that correct?
For this ballot, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, I also wanted to say that we do have a cap on how much bonding that we can do for the borough. It's 10% of total taxable assessed value, which is 10% of total assessed value this year is about $42 million. We currently have $2.5 million of GO bonds outstanding, so we have a lot of room there. It's gone down significantly in the last few years. About 20 years ago, they issued a lot of different GO bonds, and they're all just being paid off in the next few years. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we have kind of a low bond load, you could say,
yes,
compared to the past.
Yes.
And all bonds need to be voted on by
yes,
the public.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Carl, you've been sitting over there quite patiently. I want to talk about the water and wastewater ordinance that would authorize new debt in water and wastewater departments of nearly $20 million. What's the difference between the authorizing of new debt and these bonds that we've been talking about?
So essentially, any large project that the borough undertakes and the cost thereof, if you're going to incur any debt whatsoever, the voters need to approve that, much the same as a bond issue. I guess the difference between a water and wastewater departments going for a bond as opposed to these loans through Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is that the loan program has been set up for a number of years. It's very reliable. The money is there, and it's such a good rate. It's such a low interest rate. 1.5% for 20 years is just amazing these days. It's been that way for a long time, and it'll continue to be that way for a long time. And there's also state also has a loan forgiveness clause that they can also, in essence, grant some money towards this project too, or series of projects, I should say. And so not only is it a great interest rate for a long term, but there is also some quote-unquote grant funds involved in this too. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that is the reason that the utility departments go for these grants through the state.
And then who is going to be paying that loan back?
So those loans are paid by water and wastewater customers through the rates, through the rate structure. Doesn't have anything to do with taxes. Your property taxes or sales tax don't aren't affected by these projects, but the rates of the utilities are used to recover those costs.
Okay, because it's an enterprise fund. It essentially works like a business. Then it's paying those loans back through their business, essentially.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you said some of them can get forgiven by the state. I hadn't heard that.
A portion of the if each loan, and I think it's 20-30%.
Oh, that's quite a bit.
But it is not. It's not a given. Mm-hmm. Every time that you apply for a loan, the state looks at that loan, and there are different factors that weigh, and they let you know if any loan forgiveness, principal forgiveness, will be included in the project. So we have to pretty much budget or plan for the entire amount of the loan, and then through the loan application process, we find out if there's any principal forgiveness.
Okay. And why does water and wastewater infrastructure need to be repaired and replaced? What's going on that needs that?
You know, this infrastructure, most of it is underground in a rainforest. And so it only has a certain life cycle. And so a number of the projects that are on the list, it's just their time, you know, through the many years that water mains and sewer mains have been in the ground. You know, it's not a static environment. The ground moves, things happen. Most of the pipe that we're trying to replace is a transite pipe, which has been in the ground for decades, and it becomes fragile over time. You start to have more and more water breaks, for instance, and that gives you a pretty good clue that, you know, something's going on. In order to keep the utility service reliable and safe for our customers, we need to upgrade that.
Okay. I know that some of it is mandated by the federal government. Can you talk about that?
Sure, yeah. Actually, the biggest project, the project that really pushed the number up highest, is associated with disinfection of our wastewater effluent. That's estimated to be about $10 million, that project. And that is borne through the reissuance, renewal of our wastewater discharge permit that we're working through right now. And we don't have that permit in our hands yet, the draft permit yet, but we have on good sources that the disinfection will be required in that permit. And that is a requirement that essentially it's in the permit that's issued by the EPA, but it's driven by water quality standards of the state of Alaska.
Okay. So when you say wastewater effluent, that means all of the wastewater that's coming out of the plant that's getting sent out into the world.
That's
and it
correct.
Needs to be disinfected to a higher level now than it did in the past?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right now we're not required to disinfect our effluent. It's we discharge into Frederick Sound without disinfection. And the permit parameters that we have in place, we've met those without any issues. So myself and other members of the department feel that this is really not needed, but the state of Alaska does have authority over water quality standards, and they're saying it is needed. So we have to reduce our coliform bacteria counts at the point of discharge now instead of having a mixing zone to rely on, and it's going to cost quite a bit of money.
Okay, that sounds like there's maybe some more to explore there. You also noted in your letter to the Assembly that you're going to be doing a rate study because rates are not keeping up with costs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. Well, anytime you take on new debt, it associated with these projects, it throws your budget a little bit. You know, you have new expense that didn't really fit into your budget last year, for instance, and so. When you're looking at multiple years of projects, like we are with this ballot initiative or ballot question, you need to to provide enough information to the voters so that they understand, you know, what it will cost them so they can make a good decision. And how we do that is through rate studies.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how much they are going to be going up, or is that going to be part of the study?
Yes, I don't have that yet. And that's why we do the studies. It's a lot of work. You take your financial statements, you take your budgets, capital improvement plans, and you put them in a series of spreadsheets and try to account for inflationary factors and any number of things, labor changes. All those things go into the sausage mill, if you will, and then the consultant will help you determine, you know, where your rate should be set so you have enough revenue coming in to support operations from year to year, but also any debt retirement that comes from loans.
Okay. Any sense of when that information will be ready?
I don't have that sense. We've applied to the state for another loan. Actually, they are willing to provide 100% forgiveness on loans for this particular type of study. And so we've applied for those loans, have not heard from the state yet. As soon as we do, then we've gotten a quote from a consultant that's worked on the last rate study, actually, so they're familiar with Petersburg and our utilities. And so as soon as we get the word that we've got some funding to work with, we'll get those folks dialed up and get going on it.
Okay. Well, we have a caller here we're going to get to. Caller on line one, you're on the air. Can you introduce yourself? And
yes, this is Cindy Nguyen. I'm sorry to be a problem, but this is our only opportunity to ask questions and get answers. And I appreciate Jody and Carl both for being on. This is a great opportunity. I have quite a few questions on the school amount. It's $3.5 million, Jody, you mentioned. And you said $1 million is for the roof. The state's going to kick in for part of the roof. Is the roof going to be a flat roof again, number one? You said the other $2.5 million, and then I'll go to Carl, is for security doors. Can you explain what you're talking about?
Actually, $1.5 million will be our participating share of the school roof, and another $1.5 million will be the cost of security doors and also retrofitting the office at the school. So the office is bumped out so the administrative assistants can actually see people walking in. I am not the one to talk about the school project. I think the school is. That's about as much as I know.
And I'm actually, just to cut in, I'm planning a story for this week about those changes. So
perfect.
Look for that, Christy.
And what was, Cindy, what was your other question?
Wait a minute. Somebody just said they're going to have a story. What day are you going to do that and what time?
I'm planning a news story for this week, so we don't have a specific day. This is Hannah Flores, but there will be a story on that, changes.
Well, that's fantastic. Is the roof going to be flat again, do you think, which doesn't make sense?
I believe it is going to be flat, and it was because it saved a couple million dollars. But again,
that's why they fail, because they're flat, and the community has to go shovel off, remember?
I will, I'll be sure to ask that question. Let's move on to Carl.
Okay,
what you got for Carl?
Carl, then. So I have to wait for Hannah's show. Carl, okay, water and sewer. You didn't mention the amount of the loan. Question number one. There's three other questions. How much is the amount?
So the question that's in front of the voters and the assembly in the short term and the voters this fall would be to approve up to $19.3 million in loans.
Good.
Over the next 6 years.
You're kidding.
Can I say something? This is Jody. So in 2019, when the voters approved the $8 million ADC loans, you know, they're only good for 5 years. They only spent half of it. You know, I would be amazed if we spent $19 million in 5 years.
All right. Well, that's nice. Good. How do we get a list of what you're going for this amount for? Is there a website or something, Carl?
If you download the packet for the assembly meeting tonight, there's an extended memo in there where I've got the projects that are included in the cost of each project in that memo.
Okay, so I'll have to go to the city to get that list. Thank you. The other question is, the disinfection of 10 million, is that the huge federal mandate they were always talking about, or is that different?
No, I think that is, it's probably associated with what you're remembering. It is a, it's a federal discharge permit that we must have at our wastewater treatment facility.
Okay, now the other question is, okay, water and sewer, they typically, number one, two questions. Number one, what does the pump stations and maintaining the sewer and water lines come from, loans or bonds, it sounds like? The rates, does that pay for the employees and maintaining the system? Question number one. Question number two, we usually get a rate increase like so much percent each year times 5 years, and then they re-up it for another 5 years and then another 5 years. When was the last 5-year increase? Do you know what I mean?
I think we had an ordinance that went into place 2 or 3 years ago. We still have a couple years of increases on the books, but we're reauthorizing, looking to reauthorize some debt. And so
how long has it been since you did not have a rate increase in place per year, like 2%, 3%? Do you have any idea?
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago when we started the latest round of increases, and we may have had a year or two in between a previous ordinance and this one.
5 years before that as well. Do you remember?
We've had in my career, we've had a few of those multi-year rate increase in the ordinance.
So you don't know when there has not been an increase for the year?
I don't have that off the top of my head. I'm sorry, Cindy.
Okay, thank you. And then the rates actually paid to maintain the systems and the employees. Is that correct?
Yeah, the rates pay for everything. Water and wastewater departments are enterprise funds, so the rates cover everything. Employees, supplies, materials, expenses, small projects, everything.
They don't pay for, like, all of our failing pump stations and older lines. Those had to be paid by bonds and loans, correct?
Those are larger projects. We couldn't budget for that amount of money on an annual basis. So that's why we go after these loans. It helps to spread out those large capital costs over multi-years and at a low interest rate.
I see. In the packet that I'm going to go to the city to get, will that show the location of the lines you're going to fix?
No, it talks about, it doesn't, there's no maps on that. It just, it talks about which streets will be affected.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. All right, bye. All right, and we've got just a few minutes. I wanted to touch on one more topic here. There's another, I don't remember whether it was an ordinance or not, but there's another new business here on the agenda. Public Works Director will be, the Public Works Director will become the head of Borough Water and Sewer. So that would make Chris Cotta head of Water and Sewer, and then it would establish create an assistant public works director position as an administrative officer for the borough. So I'm just curious why this change.
Well, really the basic reason that it is changing is because I am retiring in a couple of years, and the manager is trying to be proactive about filling my space after I do retire. He initially looked at hiring an assistant utility director, and that didn't go all that well. So in just looking down the road and knowing that there would be some good in-house candidates for an assistant public works director, moving water and wastewater departments back over to public works like they were about 6 years ago, and hiring an assistant director to help out with the workload of those the five departments that would be under public works, made more sense. And the hope is that when I do retire, it'll be easier for the borough to find an electric utility director that's only managing power and light instead of power and light, water and sewer.
Okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, we are out of time. Is there anything that I should have asked either of you but I didn't. Anything you want to add?
I don't think
no.
so.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming on.
All right. Thank you.
Coming up next, we have Street Beat with Alec McMurrin.
We sailed from Virginia, nothing then to fail. Where we watered our ship and nothing then we weighed old. Pulling view on the seas, boys, 7 sails we did espy. We manned our cups, then nothing waits speedily. For the first we come up, it was a brigantine sloop. We asked if the others was as big as they looked. All but turning to windward as near as we could lie, we saw there were 10 men all war cruising by. We drew up our squadron in very nice line, and boldly we fought them for full 4 hours' time. But the day being spent, boys, and the night coming on, we let them alone till the very next morn. Now the very next morning the engagement proved hot, and brave and rough and bold received a chain shot. And as he was wounded to his merry men he did say, take me up in your out and carry me away. Now the guns they did rattle and the bullets did fly, but brave and rough men bold for help would not cry. Take me down to the cockpit, then his ears for the sparks. If the merry men see me, it will sure break their hearts. By break of the day, they hoisted their topsails and so bore away. We bore to Port Royal, where the people flocked much to see Admiral Benbow carried to Kingston Church.
Come all you brave fellows, wherever you've been, let us drink to the health of our King and the Queen. And another good health to the girls that we know, and a third in remembrance of brave Admiral Benbow.
Le roi Renaud de guerre vint, tenant ses tripes entre ses mains. Sa mère était sur le créneau, qui vit venir son fils Renaud. Renaud, Renaud, réjouis-toi, ta femme est accouchée d'un roi. Ni de ma femme, ni de mon fils, je ne saurais réjouir. Allez, ma mère, partez devant, faites-moi faire un beau lit blanc. Guerre des temps n'y resterait, à la minuit trépasserait. Mais faites-le-moi faire ici-bas, que la couchée n'entende pas. Or, quand se va sur la midi, le roi Renaud rendit l'esprit. Il ne fut guère le matin jour que les valets en pleurs et tout. Il ne fut temps de déjeuner que les servantes en pleuraient. Dites-moi, mère, mamie, que les balais pleurent ici, ma fille en baigne nos chevaux. On laisse noyer le plus beau. Mais dites-moi, mère, mamie, pour un cheval pleurer ainsi, quand on aura moi, mère, mamie, que les servantes pleurent ici. Ma fille, on lave, on a la seule, on laisse étaler le plus neuf. Mais dites-moi, mère, mamie, pour un linceul pleurer ainsi, quand on reviendra, plus bon linceul d'ombreau. Mais dites-moi, mère, mamie, que les prêtres chantent ici. Ma fille, c'est la procession qui fait le tour de la maison. Or, qu'on se va pour relever, à la messe, elle voulut aller, et quand arrive à l'heure. Choisir ses habits. Et dites-moi, mère, mamie, quels habits prendrai-je aujourd'hui? Prenez le vert, prenez le gris, prenez le noir pour mieux choisir. Et dites-moi, mère, mamie, qu'est-ce que ce noir-là signifie? Femme qui relève un enfant, le noir lui est plus bienséant. Quand elle fut dans l'église entrée, un cierge en lui a présenté, aperçu en se genouillant, la terre fraîche sous son banc. Et dites-moi, mère, mamie, pourquoi la terre est rafraîchie? Ma fille ne puis plus le cacher.
Good afternoon. This is Alec McMurrin here at KFSK Community Supported Radio Station. And that song was for all my friends that are going to France today. Bon voyage.
A fisherman was anchored up one dark and stormy day. He'd taken refuge from the storm at the head of Lonesome Bay. He'd started drinking coffee cause he'd been there all day long. He called that stuff the devil's brew cause he liked it real strong. He'd stepped on deck to relieve himself and was standing at the rail when he happened to glance skyward as the storm above him wailed. When all at once the heavens opened and right before his eyes he saw a ghostly sane boat come roaring across the sky. Skiffy-i-o, skiffy-i-o. The lonely fisherman rubbed his eyes in shock and disbelief as a school of ghostly salmon now appeared out in the east. The ghost skipper manned the flybridge, his crew stood by the net. The skiff man jumped aboard his skiff. They commenced to make their set. And when the skiff had pulled away and the net was running fair, the ghost skipper hollered out to him, "Hey, you down there, we seem to be short-handed here. Why don't you join our crew? We're rounding up the devil's fish and we could use a man like you." Skiffy-i-o, skiffy-i-o. Sailors in the sky. The storm that swirled around him now raged on inside his head. He'd never been approached before by someone who was dead. To say he wasn't tempted by the offer would be a lie. He considered throwing in with them, but he didn't want to die. The coffee'd made him crazy, he cursed the devil's brew. And though he didn't want to face it, now he knew what he had to do. The only way to save himself was to leave that lonesome bay. As he drove his boat into the storm, he thought he could hear them say, "Skiffy-i-o, skiffy-i-o. Go sailors in the sky."
This song goes out to Tom.
It was hot and I was thirsty, so I pulled off for a beer. The woman said, "You need ID or I can't serve you here." She had that slightly hardened look like barmaids often do as they wait to send you packing at the first sign that you might get rude. I still remember when I was 8 years old. They called us to the lunchroom, told us JFK was gone. My teacher, she was crying, I felt so bad for her. There was the part I understood, about the rest I wasn't sure. TV, we watched the way he died. I was born in 55, man. I was born in 55. Then the fight for civil rights, march of strikes and tested will. Martin Luther King was killed. 'Cause change it comes in fits and starts, with no regard for lies. I was born in 55, man. I was born in 2 months later, Bobby died that day. That little bastard shot him in a hotel in L.A. At that point, three great men were dead, and Nixon left alive. I was born in 55, ma'am. I was born in 55. I recall the headlines on the papers that my father read. There were numbers for the wounded, numbers for the dead. Hendrix lit up Woodstock in 1969. I was born in 55, man. I was born in 55. Looked at me and lit a cigarette, put a cold one on the bar. I drank it, then I left. I walked out to my car and I went on with my drive. I was born in 55. I was born in 55. I was born in 55. I was born in 55.
turn away. A quick sight in the mirror. I'm losing patience with myself.
I knew right away she was not like other girls, other girls. In the thick of the evening when the dealing got rough, she was too fat, too open, and too cool to blow. As I picked up my matches and was closing the door, I had one of those flashes. I had been there before, been there before. Well, I ain't never been right, but I never been wrong. Seldom turns out the way it does in the song. Once in a while you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you're looking it right. I had to learn the hard way to let it pass by, let it pass by. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Alec up at KFSK and playing the Street Beat Show for you. Now I'm going to break in with a jet report, and looks like it's on time. Feeney up at Viking Travel reports that in at 216, flight 64, the afternoon jet. In at 216 and out at 306.
Jobs down below, thought I missed them when fishing was slow, or the weather turned dirty, the price only 35 cents and the bank needed dough. But each year is a new honeymoon when the sockeye start running in June. All those beautiful fish I greet each with a kiss, then pitch it surprise to its doom. No job make me feel half as high as when sockeye hit hard in July. First fish cross the roller, we're shortly in clover. We kissing and then watch them die. Ve mi bis du schön, nice to see you again. Ve mi bis du schön, meet my deckhand. Ve mi bis du schön, your loss is my gain. Yes, fish, it means you're looking grand. I could sing bella, bella, could sing quel beau poisson. I could sing what a beauty after all, I'm anglophone. Your loss is my gain.
beg me your bis du chien. So kiss me and say you'll understand. Yes, fish, it means you're looking grand. I could sing Bella, Bella, could sing Quel beau poisson. I could sing What a beauty, after all I'm anglophone. Your loss is my gain, bid me a bis du chien. So kiss me and say you'll understand.
Another day dawns as you slide through Snow Pass. You'll set the net wherever you've a mind to. Tide sways the kelp as the buoy slips past. Somewhere else there are fish you're too kind to. But a couple corks dip as you run the net fast. Your way kisses softly behind you. You're not knocking him dead, you're just scratching instead. Watch the sunrise, those fish can find you. Pick me up there, skip your buddies on the radio. As you slip into the cabin, gonna fetch a cup of Joe. He just pulled her back for double X and thought you'd like to know. He can't talk now, he's gotta go. Hydraulic scream, the net's aboard. 10 fish you had to pick, you leave dying in the cockpit. And you feel a little sick, cause your buddy on the radio says better get here quick. Oh man, these fish are thick. You punch the throttle, check the chart, you hate to miss this blast. 2 hours out, Lincoln Rock, creeping slowly past. I don't know, says radio, how long these fish will last. You better get here fast. The point and steam into the bay. There's a line behind the tender you can see a mile away. Hurry up and slap her out. Radio will say, here comes a big payday. Let her go and idle by. You watch the net light up, but the cork line just lays quiet while the other boats pick up. It was good here just an hour ago. Your buddy who's tied up says, I guess those fish dried up. Thank you. sun sets and the sky fills with stars. Aurora Borealis slow dances. Some head for home, some head to the bars, some head to easy romances. You'll anchor up and you'll stay where you are, pondering your circumstances. Turn the radio off, mix a cup of black coffee. Tomorrow, again, take your chances. Turn the radio off, mix a cup of black coffee. Tomorrow, again, take your chances. Thank you.
didn't seem to care. I hailed you through the raindrops. You weren't even there. I juggled with
hard on the rocks, freight meters flirting with 50 knots. You're anchored up tight, plagued by black oily thoughts. You might be missing fish.
back but gear, you're doing okay. Might have two bags by the end of the day, but maybe it's hot at the head of the bay. You might be missing fish. Friday night finds you still in the harbor, just an old rusty slab at you. Your engine won't start, you're waiting on parts. You wander uptown for a brew, and there by the window idly next to her drink, Astoria, last winter, she gives you a wink like sunlight on water. But all you can think is you might be missing fish. Friday night finds you down in the harbor, just that old rusty slab and you. Your engine won't start, you're waiting on parts. You wander uptown for a brew, and there by the window widely next to her drink, Astoria, last winter, she gives you a wink like sunlight on water. But all you can think is you might be missing fish. You might be missing fish.
soft suds and glue. Parts through love and faith and starch and wash and soda too. Oh, we go on to some burn shore and a longer can I stay? On some china hot and tot, I'll throw myself away. Oh, me love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is to score. Me love, she is no spinster, she has been married twice before. Oh, I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She's a washer in the laundry for one and nine a day. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue. As we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Alex McMurrin up here at KFSK playing the Street Beat Show and the weather. And this was succinctly put by Julie the other day. The weather forecast is rain, varying in velocity and consistency, but rain, rain, rain. So I'm going to read, this is from Kari Peterson up at the library. This concerns winners of the Summer Stream Reading Challenge. And here's some grand prize winners. Amara Westhoff, Kurt Severson, Andy Mahai, Robina Tucker-Simone, Cora Corraro, Levi, Madeline, and Mason Spann, Iris Cannon, Ryan Newman. You can pick up your hammock at the library front desk. Congratulations. Grand prize winner of Petersburg Public Library's Baby Shrimp Art and Play Challenge is Natalie and Julie Sheldon. Natalie will receive a play kit from Lovey.
how still lies the bay in the light western airs which blow from the crimson horizon. Once more we tack home with a dry empty hold, saving gas if the breeze is so fair. She's a kindly Cape Islander old, but still sound, but so lost in the long lighter's shadow. Make and break and make do, but the fish are so few that she won't be replaced should she founder. It's so hard to not think of before the big war, when the cod went so cheap but so plenty. Foreign trawlers go by now with long seeing eyes, digging all where we seldom take any. And the young folk don't stay with the fishermen's way. Long ago they all moved to the cities, and the one left behind, old and tired and blind, can't work for a pound, for a penny. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, blown away, lost, and forgotten. Now I can see the big draggers have stirred up the bay, leaving lobster traps smashed on the bottom. And they think it don't pay to respect the old ways that make and break men have not forgotten. For we still keep our time to the turn of the tide in this boat that I built with my father. Still lifts to the sky the one longer, old friends on the water. In make and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten. Dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten.
A quarter for the kings. If the price gets any better, he will make a thing. He's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He should be out fishing, but he's all wore out.
A nickel for the humpies, four bits for the reds. He ought to pull the anchor, but he can't get out of bed, cause he's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He's all wore out.
He should be out fishing, but he's all wore out. Fenders in the channel, jumpers in the cove. We tried to start the motor, but the motor wouldn't go, cause it's all wore out.
It's all wore out.
It's all wore out.
It's all wore out.
He should be out fishing, but he's all wore out. Skipper's in the wheelhouse, crew was in the bunk, the boat is on the anchor, and the net is full of junk, and they're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They should be out fishing, but they're all wore out. Tied behind the tender in a skiff gone dry, snoozing in the galley on the 7th of July. They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They should be out fishing, but they're all wore out. They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They're all wore out.
They should be out fishing, but they're all wore out.
Sass the floor lady till it's time for tea. They sit at the table by the window that opens and get paid a buck more an hour than me.
High is the smell, low is the pay, long are the hours, why do we stay? Somewhere outside the whole summer slips away, while we're stuck in here canning salmon.
The machine was so loud that we say we've gone can deaf. Our shift is long over before we can hear. They keep the noise level just under. Standing around, we didn't
Why do we stay? Somewhere outside, the whole summer slips away. While we're stuck in here canning salmon. Somewhere outside, the whole summer slips away. While we're stuck in here canning salmon.
Shift, driving forklift, her shoulders bare beneath her raven hair. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. Her red bandana, I think I can smell her perfume in the egg room. I love to watch her walk down those rain-swept docks. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. Smile at me as we went to sea. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. The girl with dark eyes at the cannery. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery.
Quand j'ai parti de mon pays, je n'ai pas parti sans regret. Quand j'ai parti de mon pays, je n'ai pas parti sans regret. J'ai bien été sept ans sur mer, dessus la mer bien éloignée. Vivre en nous toujours en tristesse,
Arrons-nous jamais la liberté, vivrons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Au bout de la septième année, nos provisions n'avons chômé. Au bout de la septième année, nos provisions n'avons chômé. Avons mangé nos chiens, nos chats, jusqu'au courroie de nos souliers.
Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Il a fallu tirer au sort, savoir lequel serait mangé. Il a fallu tirer au sort, savoir lequel serait mangé. Le capitaine a fait les pas, la plus courte lui est restée.
Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
À ta palais, Tijon, son page, Tijon, veux-tu mourir pour moi? À ta palais, Tijon, son page, Tijon, veux-tu mourir pour moi? Auparavant, mais que je me dedans, les anges vont monter.
Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Quand il s'est monté dans les anges, il fait que rire et chanter. Quand il s'est monté dans les anges, il fait que rire et chanter. Ah, qu'as-tu dans Tijon, mon page, qu'as-tu à rire et chanter?
Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Courage, courage, capitaine, je vois la terre de ton côté. Courage, courage, capitaine, je vois la terre de ton côté. Je vois la vie de pavillon, je vois trois pigeons voltiger.
Vivrons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivrons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Je vois aussi trois demoiselles dans un jardin se promener. Je vois aussi trois demoiselles dans un jardin se promener. Si jamais je retourne en terre, la plus jeune, je l'épouserai.
Vivrons-nous tous, vivrons-nous en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivrons-nous tous, vivrons-nous en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Si jamais je retourne en terre, la plus jeune, je l'épouserai. Si jamais je retourne en terre, la plus jeune, je l'épouserai. Si jamais je retourne en mer, avec moi je l'emmènerai.
Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté. Vivons-nous toujours en tristesse. Arrons-nous jamais la liberté.
Biggs.
In that wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps through your soul, how we huddled round that wee pot stove, that burned oily rags and coal, how the winter blizzards blow and the whaling fleets at rest. Tucked in Leith Harbor's sheltered bay, safely anchored ten abreast. The whalers at their stations, as from shed to shed they go, carry little bags of coal with them, and a little iron stove. In that wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps through your soul, how we huddled round that wee pot stove, that burned oily rags and coal. The fireman Paddy worked with me on the engine stiff and cold. A
stranger to the truth was he. There's not a lie he hasn't told. And he boasted of his gold mine and of all the hearts he'd won. And his bonny sense of humor shone just like a ray of sun. In that wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps through your soul, how we huddled round that wee pot stove that burned oily rags and coal. Then one day we saw the sun and the factory ships return. Meet your old friends, sing a song, hope the season won't be long. Then homeward bound when it's over, we'll leave this icy hole. But I always will remember that little iron stove. In that wee dark engine room, where the chill seeps through your soul, how we huddled round that wee pot stove that burned oily rags and coal.
If I had only listened to what my mama said, not be alone today. She always told me, son, if you won't love this day,